The Life of Discipleship, Part 12, Everyday Discipleship, by Peter Amsterdam. Discipleship is a lifelong journey that requires perseverance, determination, conviction, the love of God, and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. The late Reverend Billy Graham once said, "The Christian's journey through life isn't a sprint, but a marathon. Discipleship is the commitment of a lifetime, day by day." The process of growing in our discipleship and being transformed into Christ's image is a lifelong task. As one person expressed it, "We are created as rough drafts that must go through the editing process. God works to transform us step by step into a finished article that will make worthwhile reading. Our substance is reshaped repeatedly by the choices and decisions we make. The superficial and superfluous bits are purged through life's trials, and we are fine-tuned and polished in the hands of the great editor." Scott Montrose. Our discipleship is meant to encompass every aspect of our lives, including our relationship with God and our daily walk with Him, and our love for others, which includes every person we encounter in our day. Our discipleship includes being an ambassador for Christ, sharing the good news with the people He places in our path, as well as being a living reflection of the love of Christ in every sphere of our lives, and striving to grow in His likeness. We live our discipleship in our homes, the workplace, in schools, and in the community. We incorporate discipleship principles into our parenting, our relationships, and the investment of our time, skills, and resources. We strive to be a living example of our faith to our families, friends, and neighbors, and the people we interact with throughout our day and in our online communications. The call to be a disciple of Jesus is a call to a whole way of life. It's a call to rearrange our priorities so that God has first place in our lives. This doesn't mean that we won't have other priorities in life, but our allegiance is to God first, above our own desires and will, our loved ones, our possessions, and even our own lives. Christian discipleship is not easy to live out. In fact, Jesus said, "The way is hard, but it is the path that leads to life." It requires commitment, dedication, and placing God at the center of our lives, our decisions, and our relationships. In the Gospels, Jesus challenged His followers to lay down their lives for His sake and to follow Him. In Matthew's Gospel, He said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Denying ourselves can be understood to mean setting aside our personal desires, ambitions, and goals, and choosing to seek God for His direction in our lives and pursue His will over our own. This doesn't mean that the Lord will never lead us to work toward our personal ambitions and goals. If we are seeking God's will and our desire is to please Him, it's very likely that His will and our desires will be in alignment. However, if God's direction doesn't align with the direction we were leaning toward, as His disciples, we will be willing to deny ourselves in order to follow Him. Jesus gave us the key to being able to live our commitment to discipleship, starting with our spiritual rebirth through salvation. If anyone is in Christ, He is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The ability and grace to live the discipleship life come not only from our desire to obey God's commandments and our efforts to live in a godly way, but from the power of God through Christ in us and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Christ in us. Every new morning we can anticipate that the Lord Jesus Christ will express Himself through us that day and accomplish some aspect of His work, whether we can identify what He has done or not. This is our privilege, and this is our responsibility. For Christ to be in us gives us power. We can live effectively in no other strength than that which derives from the life of Jesus Christ. For He said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." And for us to be in Christ gives us purpose. It is not a power that enables us to live for ourselves, but it equips us to fulfill the plans of Christ. For Christ to be in us gives us resources. Everything we possibly need is ours in the Lord Jesus Christ. And for us to be in Christ gives us responsibilities. As part of His body, the most important issue I have to face is, what does He want me to do? For Christ to be in us is dynamic, and for us to be in Christ is demanding. If He has something to do, He has the right to use us as the means of doing it. If there is an Ethiopian eunuch on the desert road, He has the right to tell you to leave your Samaria and go to meet him. But for every demand He makes, He provides the dynamic of His Spirit within to accomplish it. This is the Christian life. Having faced our failure to express His likeness and image in the world, we come to the cross for forgiveness, are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and become incorporated into Christ, to become vehicles for the expression of His life and purpose. The world desperately needs to know this, but will have no grounds on which to believe it until they see the life and character of Jesus Christ lived out in your life and mine. This is God's purpose for you. Charles Price. Joining His Kingdom Mission. God has invited you to join Him in changing the world. God has a dream for this world that Jesus called the Kingdom of God. God created you to play an important role in His kingdom vision. You will never find your deepest purpose in life until you find your place in building God's kingdom. You don't have to be brilliant to change the world, or wealthy, or influential, or a spiritual giant. But you do have to say yes to the invitation. You do have to be available and willing to be used. And you may have to pay the price that comes with following Jesus, because changing the world and following Jesus isn't easy, and it doesn't come cheap. There will be some sacrifice involved. There always is. Our Christian faith is not just a way to find forgiveness for sin in order to enter eternal life. Yet it is that. It is not just a system of right beliefs about ultimate truth and the order of things, though it is that. Nor is it just a way to find God's comfort in times of trouble, or a helpful code of conduct for how to live a good and productive life, though it is those things too. Fundamentally, The Christian faith is a call to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and join in the great mission of Christ in our world. Only then will we become completed people, people living according to God's deepest purpose for our lives. Richard Stearns. Conclusion. The Blueprint for Life. As we have seen throughout this series on discipleship, the Bible teaches us about the relationship God wishes to have with us and how to live in a manner that is pleasing to Him. Growing in Christ-likeness and being transformed into His likeness is the foundation for living a godly and fruitful life in harmony with God and others, which produces the fruit of His Spirit in our lives and that of others. It is within the Bible that we learn truths revealed by God that we can pattern our lives after. In God's Word, we find the biblical principles that serve as the compass for our lives and help us to navigate the challenges of everyday life and to be an effective witness for Christ. His Word conveys principles that guide us in our interaction with others and our decision-making, helping us to discern the difference between right and wrong. These spiritual principles set the tone for our moral standard, our ethics, our attitudes about life, love, the world, the environment, and relationships. Though the Bible doesn't specifically deal with every possible situation that we may face, it does provide the principles needed to navigate the complexities of life in a manner that is pleasing to God. His Word teaches us to live out our discipleship by loving and serving others. Our love for Jesus moves us to serve others on His behalf. It motivates us to be His ambassadors in whatever situation we find ourselves. It compels us to assist those in need and to provide hope and healing to those who have none. We can be His hands to help and touch, His mouth to speak the truth of His Word and give encouragement and hope, His eyes to convey compassion, His feet to walk alongside a weary soul, and His arms to help carry their heavy burden. In so doing, our lives will glorify Him and bless others, as the following articles highlight. A beautiful life. When the life of a follower of Jesus is lived as Jesus intended it to be, it becomes a thing of beauty. Being a Christian and having a relationship with God should be something that permeates our daily experiences, is integrated into our decisions, and brings color to our perceptions of ourselves, others, and this life. The countless expressions of God's love shared with others in the course of a Christian's life may at times appear to be insignificant in themselves. Yet, God sees them in the context of the totality of a life that glorifies Him, and He revels in their beauty. The more we are determined to strengthen our walk with Jesus, and the more we desire a deeper spiritual connection with Him, the more He will be able to manifest His Spirit through us. We are His handiwork, as we allow Him to blend the hues of His love and mercy and develop the beauty of form that He intended for us. We become His masterpiece that will speak to the hearts of many. Let's eagerly embrace the priceless gift of His presence in our lives. And as we cultivate the captivating beauty of God's love in all we do and say, others will be drawn to Him through us. Maria Fontaine. Christ's fragrance. The Apostle Paul wrote that the church is a fragrance of Christ to the world. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved, and among those who are perishing. By this he meant that every believer and every congregation of believers establishes a presence of Christ in the world, which is palpable to non-believers. But what is that fragrance? How should we expect others to experience the presence of Jesus in us? In two ways. Primarily, the truth of the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ. God's truth speaks to every aspect of human life. By his word of truth, in the hands of his Spirit, Christ is making all things new in our lives. That means that in every area of our lives, all our relationships, roles, and responsibilities, Christians exhibit a newness which conforms not to the spirit of the world, but to the Holy Spirit of Christ. Our conversation will be different, not filled with carping and complaining, triteness and frivolity, criticism and mean-spiritedness. Instead, our words will always be gracious and edifying, respectful of the people with whom we converse. So also with the ways we do our work, raise our children, participate in the culture of our day, and conduct ourselves with dignity and grace. We are new creatures in Jesus Christ, and therefore in many ways out of step with the surrounding culture. But by living the truth in every aspect of our lives, we shine the light of Jesus and exude the fragrance of his worldview into every nook and cranny of our lives. Believers need to work hard at being the fragrance of Jesus. By steeping ourselves in God's word and living in an attitude of prayer, we can begin to waft the fragrant smell of King Jesus into more of the everyday aspects and areas of our lives. Let us resolve to be that fragrance of truth and love, and we will find that the wind of God's Spirit will accompany us everywhere we go, sending the aroma of Jesus to all and everyone, as well as to God. T. M. Moore. Jesus has entrusted us with the responsibility of passing on his personal, unconditional, all-encompassing love to our fellow men and women, to those who share the planet with us today. The commission he has given to his disciples is to take the gospel to all the world. Wherever the Lord has called you to is your mission field, and you are called to serve and reach the people he places in your path. Every one of us has some opportunity, some network, some realm in which we can be sharing his love and truth with others, strengthening people's faith, hope, and hearts. May the Lord bless your discipleship and service to him and witness to others, so that you can be the salt of the earth and the light of the world he has called us to be. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." In so doing, we will be living a life of discipleship that glorifies God. Thoughts to ponder. Discipleship isn't a program or an event. It is a way of life. It's not for a limited time, but for our whole life. Discipleship is for all believers for every day of their life. Bill Hull. Every believer who takes seriously their vocation as a disciple of Jesus will see themselves as a sent one, wherever they find themselves, and will look to be mobilized into action in that place. This could take the form of being a good witness at work, or a good neighbor to those who live nearby, or it could involve volunteering. Michael Frost and Alan Hirsch. Don't allow the words of Jesus to only stay printed in your Bible. Give them wings, springing them into action. There are souls in your life who need your nurture. Consider how you might show concern for their welfare, loving and caring for them the way you already love and care for yourself. When you do, you'll be completing the chain of love that began when God first loved you. Karen Eamon. What the Bible says. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. A prayer for everyday discipleship. Heavenly Father, thank you for saving me, calling me, and giving me purpose. You are so good, and your grace is sufficient for me. I ask that you cleanse my heart from sin and clear my mind of the distractions that attempt to draw me away from fellowship with you today. Help me abide in Christ, to learn from him and lean on him, so I can live for him and lead others to him. You are worthy of all my devotion and praise. Make me a faithful and fruitful disciple who brings you glory every day. In the mighty and matchless name of Christ, my King, I pray. Amen.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.